This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, PAC, fax 989-875-5023. Regarding Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Donahue. It's D-O-N-A-H-U-E. Date of birth 5/12/1952. Dear Crystal, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Donahue with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and COPD. Her last visit was April 25th of this year. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 6 months and is trying to limit caloric intake to lose more weight. She has no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no rashes or unexplained skin lesions. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Bistolic 5 milligram daily, and the maximum dose of Cozar, 100 milligram once daily. New is Prozac, 20 milligram once daily since her last visit. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, weight is 228 pounds, pulse 72, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 124 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 3rd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.0. Estimated GFR is 55. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.2, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.8. Intact parathyroid hormone was rechecked because it was elevated more than we expected when we checked it 6 months ago. Previously in April, 84.3, now it is doubled up to 163.4, which is unexpected based on her current kidney function. Hemoglobin is 13.8 with normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan. Stage number one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, hypertension. Three, COPD. And four, hyperparathyroidism. Plan also, we will continue labs, checking renal chemistries and parathyroid hormone every 3 months, including calcium and albumin. We are scheduling the patient for a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan due to the rapid increase in the parathyroid hormone. And she may need an endocrinology referral arranged by your office after we get the results back. But we will get the scan scheduled, and then the patient will be contacting your office to discuss a possible endocrinology referral also for the hyperparathyroidism of unknown etiology, not suspected to be secondary to renal disease. And the patient will have a follow-up visit by this practice for renal function in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.